change.
Bless you, child.
Oh, bless you, dear.
Count your blessings. How so few people consider that necessary.
I do it very often.
Count your blessings. Indeed, there are so many blessings. If only people would look, realize, in the darkness of your world, in every heart, there should be, indeed there is, if you seek it, a glimmer of light that will bring forth, if you encourage it, a brilliance that will take away the darkness of the materialistic attitude of mind and condition of life all around and about you. So many times do we hear people bemoaning their fate, bewailing the circumstance in which they find themselves. And in many instances, of course, there is good reason. And one is saddened and one feels, indeed, that one wishes to help them in every way possible. But so much of the earth's unhappiness and misery and darkness of mind is due to man himself. He cannot perceive that within himself there is every chance to bring about such a change that the whole world could be transfused with light, with the illumination of the Spirit, to such an extent that much of its miseries would disappear. And of course there are many who have many blessings and do not realize it, take them for granted. One should never take anything or any person for granted. One must realize that every human being is an individual and a free agent. Even those who feel they have little or no freedom of thought or choice, yet nevertheless, invariably within themselves, if they seek it, is a power which, when used correctly and rightly, can change their whole being and oft-times the whole circumstance of their life. I know there are many factors, I know there are many conditions which one has to some extent bow to, fall in with, follow a pattern, sometimes a pattern that is set by others near and sometimes dear to one. Oft times life must be, to a great extent, a compromise.